Yeah, really simple base or base stuff is in. That's correct.
Higginsville Huskers 1-1 on the year. They just came fresh from the football field. They beat Lathrop 56-53 Monday. Lost a tough one last night at Lawson. Got beat by the Cardinals by 5, 48-43. Huskers the top seed in their own tournament. They play Windsor next Tuesday at 5:30 in the first round of the Husker Classic. Always good to talk to Jim Stoner on Round Ball Wrap-Up. You're a faithful caller just about every week, Jim. Appreciate the visit. Thanks much for the time, and we'll be back here again next Friday night. Give us a call. Talk to you again next Friday night on Round Ball Wrap-Up, okay?
Absolutely. We'll do. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate
You bet. Thank you much.
Thank you.
All right, let's take another break, and we have gotten a few scores in. We'll run those. Right after this, you're listening to Round Ball Wrap-Up on KMMO.
The financial decisions that you make are some of the most important decisions of your life. The Bank of Odessa is the solution to your banking needs. They are a full-service bank offering home, auto, and personal loans, along with business and agricultural loans. Established in 1880, the Bank of Odessa is Lafayette County's largest bank, offering some of the highest rates around on deposits. You can bank with confidence at the Bank of Odessa with two convenient locations at 301 West Highway 40 and 201 South 2nd in Odessa. The Bank of Odessa, equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Alma Building Supply has everything you need to complete those projects you've been putting off. From hardware to building supplies, you're covered. And now's the time to put in insulation. Whether you want batts or blown-in insulation, they have both and can even install it for you. If you have a job you want done right for the lowest price, then look to Alma Building Supply. Put their 20-plus years of experience to work for you. It wouldn't make any sense to go anywhere else. Alma Building Supply, where service never ends and the customer still comes first.
At Beckett's Restaurant in Glasgow, Nikki and her team's biggest priority is customer satisfaction, and their customers have spoken. Backed by popular demand, Beckett's famous chicken wings. Wings of all kinds. Sweet chili wings, honey barbecue wings, Frank's hot wings, and creamy garlic parmesan wings. Take your pick for only $5.95. Other new items include a mouth-watering filet mignon wrapped in bacon and topped off with garlic herb butter. Or stop by on the weekends and try one of the new delicious pasta specials. Now more than ever is the perfect time to try Beckett's in Glasgow.
As a business owner, nothing compares to the sense of pride you feel when unlocking your business first thing in the morning. In this moment, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if the business down the street has the same insurance you do. What matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call or visit Not Agency at the location nearest you. On the web at not-not.com. Whirlpool equals quality and Charlie Supply sales and service in Marshall is your one-stop Whirlpool headquarters. Whether you need a gas or electric range, Charlie's has just the one for you with options like rapid preheat and steam clean. Time to replace the microwave? Once again, Charlie's has you covered. They carry microwaves for both the countertop and over the countertop. Charlie's also carries several models of dishwashers. Deliveries available as well as financing with approved credit. Charlie's sales and service at 450 West Boyd in Marshall, your Whirlpool headquarters.
Young athletes often run the risk of strain or injury. It's good to know that Fitzgibbon Rehabilitation Services is on your team. Fitzgibbon Rehabilitation Services provides outpatient physical therapy, many highly specialized certified techniques designed to put athletes back at the top of their game. So when your doctor prescribes outpatient physical therapy, remember Fitzgibbon Rehabilitation Services is close by for adult, pediatric, and athletic physical rehabilitation. Learn more at Fitzgibbon.org.
Welcome back to Round Ball Wrap-Up on KMMO. Once again, here's Lou Michaels.
Thank you, Larry. Well, we have a few scores in from tonight. In boys' action, it was Richmond over Cameron, 63-43. Clinton dropped Holden, 61-22. Southern Boone down Lynn, 61-39. Was Prairie Home over Otterville, 81-51. Monroe City stops Paris, 77-34, and Palmyra down Canton, 66-51. In girls' action, Prairie Home beat Otterville in overtime, 65-61. Monroe City a four-point win over Paris, 64-60, and Palmyra topped Canton, 51-40. Those are the scores that we have in so far. And we do have one result in from the Marshall tournament, the Grain Valley boys defeat Kirksville. I believe the final was 53-40. So that means the Marshall boys will be playing for third place tomorrow in the tournament. That game is set to tip off at 2:30. They will play either Fort Zumwalt North or Sacred Heart. That game is probably wrapping up right about now over at Marshall. And they had three games scheduled from over there. Hopefully we'll get those other two scores. Camdenton, Smith Cotton, they were playing in the consolation semifinals, and Fort Zumwalt North and Sacred Heart playing in the winner's bracket over at Marshall for the right to face Grain Valley for the championship, which is set for 5:30 tomorrow evening. But again, Grain Valley with the win over Kirksville, so they advance to the championship game, putting the Marshall Owls into the third place game. And again, they will take on either Sacred Heart or Fort Zumwalt North. Hopefully, we'll hear from Coach Jason Varner in a little while, talk about the week that the Marshall Owls have had so far in their own tournament. Well, let's take another break, and Round Ball Wrap-Up will be back right after this on KMMO.
At CFM Insurance, we're changing to serve you better because everything we do serves a single purpose, to keep the promise to take care of our customers today, tomorrow, and into the future. As we grow and innovate, that will never change. Trust in tomorrow. Log on to cfmmutual.com and find a local agent near you today. That's cfmmutual.com. Trust in tomorrow is property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hello, I'm Brad Straber, registered representative with Securities America Incorporated. I can help you get your finances in order by taking a look at the big picture. I'll consider your estate, retirement investments, and tax strategies. Let Securities America help put your financial house in order. Come by and see me, Brad Straub, inside the community bank on the Marshall Square and make an appointment today.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, Community Bank of Marshall, and Securities America Incorporated are not affiliated. Not FDIC insured, no bank guaranteed, may lose value.
Take a look around your community. Do you see that community project coming together thanks to special funding? Do you see the smiling faces of volunteers as they help a family in need? You're looking at ConAgra's impact on the communities they serve. They're committed to earning your trust every day, to providing a great place to work, and to making great food for generations to come. ConAgra of Marshall, local producers of kids' cuisine, cafe steamers, banquet frozen dinners, and banquet pot pies, and committed to their community.
Lumberyards specialize in lumber. Eye doctors specialize in eye care. Ag dealers specialize in combines. Well, it only makes sense for your small engine needs. Go to a specialist. Davis Lawn Equipment is a specialist in small engine sales and service. It's all they do. Rob Davis sells anything from mowers to trimmers to chainsaws, blowers, and more. And Davis Lawn Equipment has a full-service shop to handle repairs. Ever try to get service work from a discount store? Good luck. For all your small engine needs, whether it's sales or service, see Rob Davis at Davis Lawn Equipment in Marshall.
This is David Kane at the Kane Insurance Agency in Carrollton. As an independent agent, we continue to add new companies and coverages to make sure our customers have the best available choices for all their insurance needs, whether that's crop insurance, auto, home, farm, or commercial. We have access to several farm insurance companies and can write an entire farm policy or just the grain truck your current carrier doesn't want. If you haven't reviewed your policy recently, stop by or give us a call. Quotes are free and could save you money. At the Kane Insurance Agency, you get quality coverage at the best rate.
When you need diesel work done and done right, don't just take it to any repair shop. Take it down to Core 9 Truck Repair. Heavy-duty trucks, they have your fix. Everything from clutch replacements to running boards and even custom work. Core 9 Truck Repair can get you running at peak performance with their large inventory of parts. See Core 9 Truck Repair north off exit 84 on I-70, just 6 miles east of the Marshall Junction.
Welcome back to Round Ball Wrap-Up on KMMO, and once again, here's your show host, Lou Michaels.
Thanks, Larry. Repeating the scores that we have from tonight. On the boys' side, Richmond over Cameron, 63-43. Clinton beat Holden, 61-22. With Southern Boone over Lynn, 61-39. Sturgeon beat Pilot Grove, 49-34. Was Prairie Home topping Otterville, 81-51. Monroe City down Paris, 77-34. and Palmyra stopped Canton 66-51. In girls' action, Prairie Home went to overtime with Otterville and beat them 65-61. Monroe City, a 64-60 win over Paris, and Palmyra, 51-40 winners over Canton. And we also told you that Grain Valley boys beat Kirksville at the Marshall Tournament 51-35. So Grain Valley will be playing for a championship tomorrow in the Marshall Tournament against either Fort Zumwalt North or Sacred Heart. Marshall boys will be in the third place game at 2:30, and they will play the loser of that Fort Zumwalt North Sacred Heart game. Camden 10 and Smith Cotton were also playing over at Marshall tonight. The loser will be eliminated from the tournament, and the winner of that game will play for consolation tomorrow morning at 11:30. And we told you some of the other matchups at the various tournaments that we've been keeping track of this week. At the Northwestern Invitational, there were three trophy games tonight, three more tomorrow. Got underway at 5:30 tonight with the girls' consolation game between Buckland-Macon County and Linn County. 7 o'clock tonight was to be the boys' consolation game between Keatsville and Hale. And 8:30 tonight, the girls' third-place game pitting the host school, Northwestern of Mendon, against Meadville. And then tomorrow, they'll get going at 4:30 with the boys' third-place game, Brunswick taking on Northwestern of Mendon. And then the two title games, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. For the girls' title, it'll be the one seed against the two seed, Higbee and Hale. And at 7:30 tomorrow night for boys' first place, it'll also be a battle of the one against the two, Meadville taking on Linn County. At the Tipton tournament, the seventh place and consolation games were set for tonight. For girls' seventh place, it was Lamont against Vienna. Boys' seventh place had Lamont taking on Russellville. Then for girls' consolation, Smithton matched up against Jamestown. And for boys' consolation, Smithton was set to take on Tipton. Then four more games tomorrow over at Tipton, starting at 3 o'clock with the girls' third place game. The host school, Tipton, who was seeded number two in the tournament, they will face the five-seed Chamoy for girls' third-place honors. And then boys' third place at 4:30 tomorrow. That will be the number four-seed Vienna taking on the number three-seed Chamoy. In the girls' championship game at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, number one-seed New Bloomfield will take on the three-seed Russellville. And then at 7:30 tomorrow night for boys in the boys' title game, it'll be the one seed New Bloomfield against the number two seed Jamestown. And finally, at the Warsaw tournament, the girls' trophy games were all tonight. Girls' consolation had Cole Camp taking on Warsaw. Girls' third place, Conway against El Dorado Springs. And for the girls' title, it was the one seed against the two seed Skyline against Butler. And tomorrow, three more games to wrap up that tournament over at Warsaw, beginning at 5 o'clock. Boys' consolation, that'll be Skyline against Cole Camp. Skyline, the top seed over at Warsaw, gets beat by the 8 seed, the host school, Warsaw, in the first round of the tournament, so that bumped them to the loser's side of the bracket. So Skyline, seeded number one over at Warsaw, the boys, they will be playing for consolation tomorrow against Cole Camp. And then at 6:30 tomorrow night, the 8 seed Warsaw, they will be in the third place game, matched up against the 6 seed El Dorado Springs. And then at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, boys' title game at Warsaw, it'll be the 4 seed against the 2 seed, Lincoln, taking on Knobnoster. So that brings you up to date with all the scores and all the tournament matchups for tonight and tomorrow. Hopefully we'll get some more coaches here in just a little while. Our phone number is 1-800-727-5666, or you can try us at 660-886-7422 if our toll-free line is busy. More Round Ball Wrap-Up in a moment on KMMO.
We need a new water softener.
I'm on it.
Dude.
Oh.
Don't do it yourself.
Hey, Culligan man.
With the Culligan Whole House Water Softening System, you get better water and expert service. The only water that comes with the Culligan man.
Call your local Culligan man today at 660-827-2770 or go to Culligan.com for our free water analysis. Again, that's 660-827-2770 today.
From a complete install from both furnace and air conditioning to repair or just simply check your furnace, give H&S Heating and Cooling a call in Marshall. Keep your existing furnace clean and inspected will do two things. It will make you run more efficient, which saves you money on your utility bills and extend the life of your furnace as well. Whether you need a simple checkup, a repair, or a new heating and cooling system, call me Harold, owner of H&S Heating and Cooling in Marshall at 660-815-1563. That's 660-815-1563.
December is the month to save at Jennings Premium Meats in New Franklin. December 4th through the 9th, save 10% off ground beef. December 11th through the 16th, save 10% off bone-in smoked hams and turkeys. December 18th through the 23rd, save 10% off pop snack sticks. Gift boxes and gift cards also available. Celebrate the holidays with savings all through the month of December at Jennings Premium Meats in New Franklin.
Attention college-bound students. As you head off to school, take your local community bank with you. Regional Missouri Bank's My Mobile Money Access app makes it even more secure and convenient for you and your parents.
My Mobile Money Access allows you to monitor your Regional Missouri Bank debit account wherever you are.
Set alerts and deny transactions. Turn your card on and off. Get immediate fraud alerts and much more.
On the new My Mobile Money Access at any Regional Missouri Bank location. Member FDIC.
La Crosse Lumber in Marshall carries Larson Lifestyle doors. Each door has a Duratec finish over a solid core that provides weather resistance. Larson Lifestyle doors also come with a magnetic weather stripping that seals like a fridge to keep it comfy no matter what the weather. With matching handles inside and out, a 10-year warranty protection, and a price tag of only $244, you can't go wrong with Larson Lifestyle doors from La Crosse Lumber, where military members get a 10% discount. La Crosse Lumber, 152 West Morgan in Marshall. Installation is available.
There are many options with group health insurance, so many that a little advice can be helpful. Many plans have flexibility, no pre-existing conditions, different deductibles, and more. This is Robin with Lime Cooler Insurance Services in Marshall. Give Brandy or I a call at 886-9775 or stop by our office at 450 West Boyd Street. We can help you decide which group health plan best fits your needs. Whether you are a large group or a small group, we work with people just like you every day. At Lime Cooler Insurance, service is our priority.
Welcome back once again to Round Ball Wrap-Up on KMMO. And once again, here's Lou Michaels.
All right. Thank you, Larry. We have some more scores in, results from the Marshall tournament tonight. We told you that Green Valley knocked off Kirksville 51-35 in boys' pool play. So that vaults Green Valley into the championship game tomorrow over at Marshall. And then the two bracket games that were held tonight. On the loser's side, it was Camdenton, a two-point win over Smith Cotton, 70-68. And then on the winner's side, Sacred Heart. They continue to roll. They beat Smith Cotton the other night, and they defeat Fort Zumwalt North tonight by a final of 75-70. So, Greg, taking a look at the boys' trophy games over at Marshall tomorrow, some intriguing matchups in the consolation game. It's going to be Camdenton taking on Kirksville, and then the Marshall Owls will match up against Fort Zumwalt North for third place honors at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon, and then at 5:30 for the boys' title, it'll be Sacred Heart against Green Valley.
Good test for Sacred Heart. They got to the Final Four last year in Class 2 boys basketball, took fourth in the state, lost a couple games at Columbia in the Final Four basically because they couldn't hit free throws. Otherwise, they were in a position to win. Two nice wins for them this week, sort of kicking off their basketball season after having a long ride in football also. They went to the eight-man title game, lost the eight-man state championship game. That was the weekend before Thanksgiving. They did open the season by pounding Crest Ridge last week Tuesday, but wins this week, a five-pointer over Smith Cotton, a five-pointer over Fort Zumwalt North. Two very good wins for Steve Goodwin's ball club. They've got their sights set, I'm sure, on another long postseason run if possible. So off to a good start for them, beating two quality opponents, two schools much bigger than they are enrollment-wise. They've got to be feeling good about that. Now they'll take on a really good team in Green Valley tomorrow. Green Valley, not only are they bigger than Sacred Heart enrollment-wise, but also they're a quality program basketball-wise. So we'll see what the Gremlins can do tomorrow. Maybe if they can maybe make it a sweep for the week and come away with a championship tomorrow remains to be seen.
And then looking at the girls' trophy games tomorrow at Marshall, kicking the day off at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning for consolation. That will be Kirksville against Eldon. Then in the third-place game at 1 o'clock, Smith Cotton takes on Warrensburg. Two geographical rivals going at it there. And then at 4 o'clock tomorrow for the girls' title, it'll be the Lady Owls against Green Valley, a rematch of last year's girls' title game at Marshall.
That's a really good Marshall girls' program. They pounded Smith Cotton, I think, to start the year back before Thanksgiving. Two good wins this week, beat Warrensburg by more than 20 in their first pool play game Monday. Beat what is usually a really good Eldon program in their second pool play game on Tuesday, beat them by like 14 or 15 points. So they're off to a good start. They were good last year. They figured to be even better this year. Ought to be well worth your while to get out and watch the Marshall girls play this year, because they could have a very memorable season when all is said and done.
And we also have the results in from the Warsaw tournament tonight. It was girls trophy night. For consolation, Warsaw beats Colcamp 50-37 in the third place game. El Dorado Springs knocks off Conway 58-55, and in the girls title game, Skyline has no problem with Butler, beating them 67-25. So there you have it. We have the results from the Marshall tournament as well as the Warsaw tournament. Hopefully get some scores in from Northwestern of Mendon and Tipton a little later on. But let's take another break. Round ball wrap-up will return right after this on KMMO.
Webster defines home as a social unit formed by a family living together. I'm Sherry Graham from Lutheran Good Shepherd Home, and we view each and every one of our residents as family. We want you to feel like you're still at home. We work hard to provide a neighborly atmosphere where we share, communicate, and enjoy each other as individuals. So we will be happy to adapt to your individual needs. We'd love to welcome you as a member of our family. Come by the Lutheran Good Shepherd Home in Concordia, a not-for-profit facility.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I plant, grow, harvest, haul, and feed. Caring for the land is a responsibility we all share out here. For our families, for us all. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with zero down and 0% financing for up to 84 months. Now through December 31st, 2017. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information. See Marshall Service Company, 1714 Commerce Drive in Marshall, or call 886-3011.
Living well is important to our health. If you have a medical problem, go to Live Well Community Health Centers in Buckner, Carrollton, Concordia, and Waverly. Whether it's diabetes, wellness, mental health, or even dental care, LiveWell Community Health Centers are there for you. If you currently have no insurance, ask about their sliding fee scale. The LiveWell Community Health Centers are part of HCC of Rural Missouri. For more information, go to livewellcenters.org, or to contact a clinic near you, call 1-877-344-3572.
The amount of data breaches in the country is staggering. People whose data is compromised are almost 10 times more likely to become a victim of identity theft. Now you can do something to protect yourself with Wood and Houston Bank's Smart Secure Checking, the only checking account that provides the best banking features and identity theft protection in one place. Open your account today. Wood and Houston Bank. Security, technology, convenience. Member FDIC.
Peak Sport and Spine is Missouri's largest provider of outpatient orthopedic physical therapy services. I'm Jamie Case, staff physical therapist. Peak Sport and Spine is ready to meet your physical therapy needs using the latest manual and soft tissue techniques to help you regain your optimum level of function. We see everyone from the weekend warrior to the elite athlete. We also specialize in worker compensation, helping you get back to your job as quickly and safely as possible. So if your physician prescribes physical therapy, choose Peak Sport and Spine. You can see us locally in Sedalia, Fayette, California, and Marshall, or visit us on the web at peaksportspine.com.
Water damage, smoke damage, mold remediation, or storm damage, Serpro and Columbia, Sedalia, and Marshall is ready to restore the beauty of your home or business when the unexpected happens. Since 1967, the certified staff has restored homes and businesses to pre-loss condition throughout mid-Missouri. Big jobs to small jobs will make the process less stressful. Serpro accepts most insurances and is the most trusted and experienced staff in the area. Available 24 hours a day for emergencies. Call 886-5194 for Serpro, and they'll make it like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
We're back once again with Round Ball Wrap-Up on KMMO. Once again, here's Lou Michaels.
All right. Thank you, Larry. We have another coach on the line. Travis Zoll, boys coach over at Santa Fe. They knocked off Tina Avalon earlier in the week, and they will be heading into play at the I-70 Conference Tournament tomorrow over at Wellington. But right now, Greg's going to talk to Travis Zoll about the Santa Fe boys' big win over Tina Avalon earlier this week.
Yeah, Chiefs, I think, are off to a 2-0 start. They beat Tina Avalon the other night. I think that was Tuesday night, 50-17. Prior to that, they posted a win over Lamont. I believe that was back before Thanksgiving, so they're 2-0 on the year. The story thus far for Santa Fe, Andrew Edwards. Edwards had 24 points against Tina Avalon on Tuesday night. He cracked the 1,000-point plateau for his career. I think he also had a big game before that, the season opener and their win over Lamont. So 2-0 start, 2-0 start for Santa Fe with wins over Lamont and Tina Avalon, respectively. Coach Zoll, Travis Zoll, our guest on Round Ball Wrap-Up. Good to talk with you, Coach. Two good wins for your ball club thus far. Are you pleased with the way the team has looked thus far? I know you've beaten Lamont sizably. You've beaten Tina Avalon sizably. Winning is one thing, but are you winning and playing well? That's the question I'm asking you after two games. Do you like what you've seen after the first two games of the season?
Yeah, I'm really happy with how we played. We played so far this year. We played in a jamboree in Carrollton the Friday before Thanksgiving, and we really struggled against zone defenses, and we just talked a lot and retooled a couple of some of the things we were doing, and both these first two games, we saw zone, and I think at the end of the third quarter against Lamont, we had 60-some points, and I think at the end of the third quarter against Tina, we were, in the mid-40s. So we're doing a nice job of having player movement, having ball movement, and getting good spacing and things like that, and having a kid like Andrew, roaming the paint. And on the inside, he draws a lot of attention, and our kids are doing a really good job of, not standing and watching. He catches the ball. And, it's allowing other kids to contribute. We haven't had a ton of kids score a bundle of points for us, but, Noah Blomberg had 15 points the first game for us. And, we're getting five or six kids with, between 4 and 8 points. And, when you have someone scoring 20 and then you got 40 other points being chipped in by other kids, then it really adds up. And, defensively, we're doing a nice job guarding the ball, and we're really crashing the offensive glass well, and we're taking care of the basketball, and our schedule's going to get tougher, but to beat two teams kind of the way we beat them the first two games, I'm really pleased with what we're doing so far this year.
I was going to say, everybody knows about Edwards in the middle, the big kid back for your ball club, and how prolific of a point scorer he is. Are there, and it sounds like there are, but are there enough complementary pieces to go around Edwards to make this ball club a very creditable threat? You mentioned the Blomberg kid. Any other people that could be parts of the puzzle that could go around Edwards this year and make this be a really good Santa Fe basketball season?
Well, right now, Greg, our seniors are our best defenders, but they're not our best scorers. And our underclassmen we have a couple of juniors and a sophomore that can really score the ball, but they're a little behind on the defensive end. So we're trying to get our defenders to be better offensive players and our offensive players to be better defensive players, and and we're kind of mixing and matching right now. But I think everyone kind of, you know, knows their role and is accepting of their role, and they know what they need to improve at. But, you know, we averaged about 18 turnovers a game last year with four seniors on the floor. You know, and I think through the first two games, we're averaging 11. So, you know, if you take care of the basketball, you can at least get a shot up at the basket. And, you know, we're athletically, you know, we're not necessarily tall, but we're a physical bunch. Devin Breland and Blake Shryman and Tate Sowers, you know, people probably know their names from playing football. But, you know, they're tough defenders, and they hit the glass hard, and, you know, they can drive, and they're Blake and Devin are really good passers. You know, and our assist numbers are up so far this year, too. So, you know, well, it's really early, but we'll kind of see where that leads. You know, we're probably going to see some man-to-man tomorrow, and we kind of retooled some things this summer to help complement our skill set this year. So hopefully, you know, I guess I'll know more after tomorrow.
Edwards had 24 in the win over Tyne Avalon the other night. I know the Lamont game, I think you beat them by about 30. I want to say 77 to 44 or something like that. Edwards had another good game in that one, didn't he? Wasn't he over 30 points in that one as well?
Yeah, he had 34 points and 14 rebounds, and, you know, and those numbers that he's putting up are through three quarters, you know, and, you know, he's shooting a very high percentage. He's getting high percentage looks, you know, but he's also, you know, he's a really good mid-range shooter, and he's, you know, I'd say right now he's probably our second best three-point shooter on the team, even though he's only attempted one this year. But, you know, if he doesn't have to do that, then we're not going to ask him to do that. Well, you know, I think he's on the season, he's something like 23 of 28 from the field or something like that. So he's getting high percentage shots, and he's got a variety of post moves, and you know, he can really get up and finish. You know, and you got to account for him on the offensive glass too. So you know, he's developed himself into a really good all-around player.
Is it a situation over there at Santa Fe where you're still defining roles for people, defining lineups? Are you set with a lineup, or is that situation still sort of fluid after the first couple weeks of the season?
You know, I think as the season goes on, our lineup may change a little bit, but you know, right now we're gonna start our best, you know, the best five defenders we have, and you know, then if we feel we need a scoring punch, we'll bring some kids off the bench. But you know, we're already dealing with a couple injuries and things like that. Hopefully they don't turn out to be anything major, but you know, we got 12 kids on the varsity, and you know, so far 10 of them have played meaningful minutes for us, and you know, we're going to need that depth throughout the year. And but as of right now, our roles are defined, but you know, nothing's set in stone. As you know things can change, kids can, you know, grow up in front of your eyes as the year goes on. So I'm really pleased. I think that you know, each player individually is getting better, and you know, we're having some you know, tough practices in which the kids are really competing against each other, you know, because they want to be on the floor, and they know that by pushing each other in practice that they're also making their teammates better. So you know, I think the lineup may change a little bit later in the year. It might have to change this week out of necessity due to injury, but, you know, we'll just see how that goes.
I-70 tournament starts tomorrow already, a new format. They're playing all eight first-round games tomorrow at Wellington. Action, I think, starts early in the morning, and then it'll end sometime tomorrow night. On the boys' side, Santa Fe got the number four seed. They're taking on Lone Jack 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon over at Wellington. Coach, you're the number four seed. If you're the number four seed, then there's three teams ahead of you. Wellington 1, St. Paul 2, Concordia 3. Sounds like there's several teams that are going to display quite a bit of talent this year on the boys' side in the I-70. If you guys are seeded four and there's three people ahead of you, sounds like it's going to be an interesting year talent-wise in the I-70.
Oh, for sure. I think there's seven teams in the conference this year that are, you know, above-average teams. I mean, it's a really deep conference. You know, Sweet Springs is 4-0, and I think they're the seventh seed. And you know, Lone Jack, the five seed, and I kind of had them a little higher. They've been hit with the injury bug a little bit with their point guard so far this year. But, you know, Concordia has a really good junior class, and You know, St. Paul returned almost everything, and Wellington, you know, Wellington's Wellington, I guess. So, you know, you're going to have to bring your lunch pail every time you play an I-70 team this year. And, you know, in the end, when you have competitive teams in the league, it just kind of makes everybody better at the end of the year. You know, if we don't all knock each other out in districts and playoffs, then, you know, hopefully one or two of our teams can, you know, make some noise after districts.
Hey, you put that right. Wellington is Wellington. Then you take a look at St. Paul. I know they've beaten California and Odessa already this year, so that's two good wins for Coach Pitch's ball club against Odessa and California. Concordia, I think, unbeaten. I saw them in their season's opener. They're better than what they were a year ago. So it should be an entertaining week of basketball this next week at Wellington, especially over there on the winner's bracket side.
Yeah. You know, and Lone Jack returns, you know, almost everything too. And, you know, they're super athletic. And, you know, hopefully we can get to that winner's bracket side and, you know, play the best team, you know, possible to, you know, make ourselves better. But, you know, we've got a pretty tough schedule, you know, kind of from here on out. Jamestown is on our schedule this year. And I just went and watched Sacred Heart play tonight, and they're unbelievably good for a Class II school. And, you know, we're definitely, you know, getting into the teeth of our schedule in week number three. So, you know, we're gonna, you know, see where we're at this week for sure.
Yeah, things intensify for Santa Fe. Santa Fe off to a good start with wins over Lamont and Tyne Avalon, but things intensify beginning tomorrow. 8 first-round games to be played tomorrow at the I-70 tournament at Wellington. Santa Fe on the boys' side got the number 4 seed. They'll take on the 5 seed Lone Jack tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Travis Zoll's been our guest on Round Ball Wrap-Up here on KMMO on a Friday night. Coach, always good to talk with you. Thanks for the visit. Appreciate the call. We'll have another show again next Friday night. You're very welcome to call us once again, and we'll be over at Wellington beginning Wednesday, so we'll be seeing you toward the tail end of next week with basketball coverage on KMMO. Looking forward to that, but give us a call again once again next Friday night, and we'll be glad to talk with you once more, okay?
All right, Greg. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Do it. Thank you, Coach.
All right, Travis Zoll, head coach of the Santa Fe boys. They knocked off Tyne Avalon earlier this week. They're 2-0 on the season. They open up play in the I-70 Conference Tournament tomorrow over at Wellington. They're the 4 seed. They'll play the 5 seed Lone Jack. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk to Tim Smith of the Sweet Springs Greyhounds. You're listening to Round Ball Wrap-Up on KMMO.
Does this sound like you? Or maybe your inner biker sounds like...
No matter what motorcycle motor is music to your ears, Shelter Insurance has a policy that's music to your wallet.
Shelter insures your fun stuff. Motorcycles to riding mowers, ATVs to RVs, bikes to bass boats. If it rides, rolls, or floats, we can cover it. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, contact Russell Kirby in Slater, Daryl Eckerly in Pilot Grove, or Terry Townsend in Marshall.
Salisbury Meat Market and Processing LLC wants you, and here's why. Dinner parties, family get-togethers, and just because. Salisbury Meat Market and Processing LLC doesn't shy away in the face of hunger. From delicious ham, pulled pork, roast beef, brisket, and more. With custom butchering for your beef on Tuesdays and your hogs on Wednesdays, Salisbury Meat Market and Processing LLC has hours that will get the veggie lovers' attention. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday, 7 to noon. It's Salisbury Meat Market Processing LLC. Call 660-388-5816.
Electricity is the safest form of energy, but even safe energy should never be taken for granted, especially on farms where power lines run across property. Follow the 10-foot rule and stay at least 10 feet away in every direction from power lines, especially when working with farm equipment and machinery. West Central Electric Cooperative of Higginsville are proud to support our local farmers and the local agriculture community.
Being prepared is a good thing, especially when making important decisions about your farming operation. With low interest rates and flexible terms, State Bank of Missouri is ready to help farmers when it comes to expanding your operation, purchasing additional equipment, or funds to operate for the new year. We make good things happen. See Mark, Darren, or Kent at State Bank of Missouri today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Making good things happen at State Bank.
Yes.
Tired of dealing with the big national seed companies? Weber Seeds of Marshall is a hometown, family-owned company who values every customer who walks through our doors. We go the extra mile to make our customers more successful in every growing season. From contract seed production to our full retail line of seeds, we have it all. Contact Weber Seeds today to get away from the hassle of the national seed companies.
Grow the best with us, Weber Seeds.
We welcome you back once again to Roundball Wrap-Up on KMMO. Once again, here's Lou Michaels.
Thanks a lot, Larry. Well, we just heard from Travis Zoll, boys coach over at Santa Fe. We're going to stay in the I-70 conference and talk to Tim Smith of the Sweet Springs Greyhounds. The girls and boys had a busy week.
Yeah, busy times for Sweet Springs. They played a bunch of games early this year. Tonight, or maybe was it last night? It was last night. I'm one day ahead of myself. It was last night Sweet Springs took on Northwest of Hughesville, and they win the girls' game over Northwest of Hughesville 51-25, and they also win the boys' game over Northwest by a final score of 60-50. So they sweep Northwest of Hughesville last night. Tim Smith, our guest on Roundball Wrap-Up. Coach, we'll talk about the girls first. I saw you way back when, first game of the year. I think your girls lost to Otterville. Then the next night they knocked off Carrollton, I think. Went Monday night to California, played an excellent California program. Lost decisively to them, but since then, what, a win Tuesday over Green Ridge, a win last night over Northwest of Hughesville. Your girls are 3-2, is that right? That's not too bad, given the fact that they've had the injuries they've had this early in the year.
Yes, we'll take that. We are very young, very inexperienced. We only have two varsity girls back from last year's district runner-up team, and two of our losses, Otterville, very experienced team, big team, and then went to California and got a lesson in how the big schools play basketball on the girls' side. We got, I thought we competed really well against them, though, and I thought that made us better. Then we came back and had a couple nice wins over Green Ridge Northwest Tuesday and Thursday. So hopefully that'll prepare us, and we have some legs for tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon when we play Oregon.
Yeah, you wandered into a little different world Monday night when you took on California and got beat by them, but then you came back and played schools more your own size. Nice win last Tuesday against Carrollton, my understanding. Win over Green Ridge this past Tuesday. Last night a win over Northwest of Hughesville. So the kids are young, not a lot of experience for the most part at the varsity level for most of your kids. You've been hampered a little bit by injuries, but what the girls have done the last week or so, they have to be gaining confidence. Winning these games has to be good for them. They've got to be gaining confidence in that regard as a result of the success they've had.
Yes, and just playing just does us the world of good because, you know, the early schedule helps us out because the more they play, obviously, the more experience they're going to get. That's our big weakness right now. You know, we're starting two juniors and two sophomores and a freshman, and we only have a couple kids off the bench that we use. So we play a very tough schedule. You know, we want to play a tough schedule, but obviously when we make that tough schedule, we're playing on our full squad team there. So I feel a little bit, you know, behind the eight ball, whatever. We don't have a full squad, and we're playing some of the teams that we're playing. But, you know, playing teams like California and some of the mothers, they're only going to make you better once you go back to your level of competition. And it doesn't get any easier from here on out. Obviously, the guy said the conference tournament's going to be tough. Then we end the Christmas break year with on the road to Glasgow, which is going to be a tough one as well. So, there's no more give-me's on the schedule. We've got to earn everything we get.
Sydney Vaught had 23 for you in the win last night over Northwest of Hughesville. The bulk of the offense, a lot of the offense, probably at least in the early part of the season, is going to have to go through her. Is that correct?
That's correct. She's one of our leading scorers back from last year. We don't have a lot of points back from last year, but she did shoot the ball really well against Northwest and Green Ridge. We need her to be consistent with that and step up and do it against all teams. And hopefully she will. She's a junior. She gets better. She gets more experience. She's been a very good vocal leader for us in practice. So she's done everything we could possibly ask of her right now.
I liked when I saw the game against Otterville a week and a half ago. I liked one of your young freshmen in particular. I think the Mulder girl, a freshman, didn't play like a freshman out there. I think potentially she could be a real good one the next two or three years.
Yes, I believe she can be one of the better Sweet Springs girl basketball players to come through here. She probably playing a little bit of opposition just out of necessity, playing a little ball for us, but she can shoot it. She's got natural scoring abilities. She can block shots. She can play a little bit of defense and rebound for us. We're very, very high on her for the next 4 years.
And you open up playing the I-70 tournament tomorrow. You got the number 7 seed. You play 11:15 in the morning. You drew a really good number 2 seed in Oreck. People look at the I-70 conference. In the past, they've always thought of Santa Fe. They've always thought of Wellington, I know, as being conference powers. But Oreck kind of, because where they're at geographically, Oreck kind of flies under the radar. That's an awfully good Oreck girls program that they build over there. And they're very competitive within the I-70 conference. You'll really have your hands full. A good test for the girls tomorrow.
Yeah, they're very solid. They got the point guard back. They got 3 starters back off last year's team. They're very quick. They can score it. But the biggest thing I'm impressed with, they get after you on the defensive end. So we're really going to have to handle the pressure. They played as good as half-court man as we saw last year. So we are going to have to come out and execute offensively, be able to score with them a little bit to be competitive and maybe give ourselves a chance.
Your boys are 4-0 on the year. You beat Otterville to start the season, and then the next night you followed that up, I think, with a win over Carrollton, a win this week over Green Ridge, 56-44, a win the other night, last night, over Northwest of Hughesville, 60-50. 4-0, it's nice to be 4-0. Are you pleased with what you're seeing from your kids? Are you winning the way you'd like to win right now, 4 games into the season? There's winning and then there's winning. Are you happy with the way your teams have gone about their business and won the games thus far?
For the most part, there's always stuff that you need to work on, especially in November. Defensively, the first couple of games, I thought we played extremely well against Otterville and Carrollton. And I thought we kind of took a step back a little bit against Green Ridge. And then Northwest last night, I wasn't overly happy with the way we handled Northwest's pressure. They got a lot of good athletes over there. And a lot of those kids are on the Final Four baseball teams. They're playing basketball. So we overall, you know, offensively, we're doing a nice job, I think. We've got Zach Malton and Zach Giffen. They're scoring the ball for us. We just got to find a consistent third scorer for us. But, you know, for November and early December, I'll take where we're at. But, you know, we won't be playing our best ball come February, obviously. But right now, I'm pretty pleased with where we're at.
There's that name, Mulder. Zach Mulder had 23 points for you last night in the win over Northwest of Hughesville. He seems to be a real horse on the boards. He's quite an athlete. He's a good specimen underneath, and he really is a tough kid in the middle to try to push around or move around. He's very physical. He does a lot of things well for your ball club.
Yeah, he's tough to handle in the post. I think he's one of the better players in the conference. I really do. And he rebounds the ball really well, and the post moves are really nice. Very solid, very fundamentally sound in everything he does. So we need, for us to have success, we need to have him have a big year, and so far he's doing that.
Complimentary pieces around Malter. I see Giffen's name here. He had 11 the other night, last night, in the win over Northwest of Hughesville. He's capable of shooting from the outside. What are other offensive threats that you may have to go along with Mulder and Giffen, respectively?
Giffen really had a big game for us against Green Ridge. He kind of extended that lead out from 4 or 5 and jumped it up to 16 or 17 there in the second half. Got going offensively. He's been around for 4 years, so he knows what's going on. He knows how to play the basketball game. He's very smart, very, very good speed of the game, but we really don't, you know, we got Drew Weber who has the varsity experience, and we start a couple guys, Nick Ortsian and Marcus Barney, who were coming off the JV last year that played a little bit of varsity for us last year. But Colton Robb, the kid that we got in from Bowling Green, has been a nice addition off the bench for us, and we've been able to go, you know, about 9 or 10 deep and not miss a beat. Now, as far as getting that third and fourth score, it's always been somebody different every night. You can look at it like that's not a good thing, not getting that third consistent score, or you can look at it like we've had each, you know, somebody new step up each time and be that third leading score. But we know the schedule is obviously going to continue to get tougher, and we're going to have more consistency on the offensive end, and we're going to have more people other than Walter and Giffen just do the scoring.
Well, you'll be tested tomorrow. You take on St. Paul. It's the 12:30 game tomorrow. St. Paul got the 2 seed. You got the 7 seed despite your 4-0 record. You take on the Saints. St. Paul, I know they've beaten California by double digits. I know they've beaten Odessa by double digits. Enough said. Looks like Monty Pitch has a really good ball club over there again this year. It'll be a really good test for your kids tomorrow. See how far they've come along.
They're really loaded. I watched some of them today against Odessa. And, you know, they had a lot of players back from last year anyway. They were really good last year. And then they added a couple, two or three new pieces to their roster this year, too, kids I didn't see on their team last year. So I think I really believe that they're going to be one of the best, if not the best team we play all year. And it's just unfortunate we got to play them in the first round of the tournament, but we're going to see where we're at a little bit. But they got a lot of scores, some good ball handlers. They got good size. They got good quickness. They got experience. So we're going to have our hands full, that's for sure. So hopefully we can go over there and play well and be competitive and maybe give ourselves a shot.
It's good to get going again. This next week should be a fun week, and this should be a fun season in the I-70 Conference. I'm assuming or I'm hoping that when all is said and done next Saturday night, a lot of coaches in the league will know a lot more about their teams and what they do right now. Am I right?
That's correct. And, you know, no offense to work, that they're improving every day. But, like, I know coaches all said the same thing. You know, you got, we believe, seven teams in there. And, you know, we got a 17. I really couldn't be upset with that because, you know, I really think that we're just as good as some of the, you know, three, four, five, six teams in there. But can't be upset when the conference is that deep. Somebody has to be a two, somebody has to be a four, somebody has to be a five, somebody has to be a seven. So we have no quarrels with that whatsoever. We just light us up and let us play. And, you know, we you know, it's a conference tournament early in the year, but, you know, like you said, we'll see where we stack up.
Sweet Springs girls improved to 3-2. They beat Northwest last night 51-25. Sweet Springs boys are a perfect 4-0. They beat Northwest last night 60-50. Both Sweet Springs teams play tomorrow in the I-70 tournament at Wellington. The girls take on Oric 11:15 in the morning. The boys take on Sweet Springs at 12:30 in the afternoon. Both Sweet Springs teams seated number 7 in the tournament this next week. Tim Smith, the Greyhound coach, our guest on Round Ball Wrap-Up. Coach, always good to talk with you. And looking forward to covering action next week at the I-70 tournament. We'll be over there starting Wednesday with about 10 games toward the tail end of the week next week. So looking forward to next week. Thanks for the call. Give us a call again next Friday night. Coach, we'll be glad to talk with you.
Absolutely, I will. Look forward to seeing you. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
You're listening to KMMO, AM and FM, Marshall.
All right, that was Tim Smith, head coach of the Sweet Springs girls and boys. Let's take a break and round ball wrap up. We'll be right back on KMMO.
Lumberyard specialize in lumber. Eye doctors specialize in eye care. Aguilar specialize in combines. Well, it only makes sense for your small engine needs. Go to a specialist. Davis Lawn Equipment is a specialist in small engine sales and service. It's all they do. Rob Davis sells anything from mowers to trimmers to chainsaws, blowers, and more. And Davis Lawn Equipment has a full-service shop to handle repairs. Ever try to get service work from a discount store? Good luck. For all your small engine needs, whether it's sales or service, see Rob Davis at Davis Lawn Equipment in Marshall.
Your doctor prescribes your medications for your better health. All you need to do is take your medications, just like the doctor ordered. It's not always as easy as it sounds. That's why Red Cross Pharmacy offers Elite Care. It's a free service that simplifies your life, making it easier for you to take your medications as the doctor ordered. Ask your Red Cross pharmacist about Elite Care today.
Our family caring for yours, Red Cross Pharmacy.
Red Cross Pharmacy has no affiliation with the American Red Cross.
It may not feel like it outside, but it's the winter savings event inside at C&R Markets. With pails of Best Choice ice cream, only $3.48. Choice certified Angus beef boneless arm roast, $2.98 a pound. Fresh never frozen Tyson boneless skinless chicken breasts, only $2.18 a pound. Oscar Mayer Lunchables are 10 for $10. And have you signed up for your digital coupons with your C&R Rewards card? Go to our webpage and clip the coupons. From everyone at C&R Markets, we hope to see you soon at C&R.
Every team would love to have depth on the bench. It can lead to championships. At Columbia Orthopedic Group, we have plenty of depth to deal with every orthopedic issue you may have. Do you have questions about your ankle, knee, back, or maybe your shoulder? We have all the answers at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Get your appointment today by going online to ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com or give us a call at 573-443-2402. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Back once again with the Round Ball Wrap-Up on KMMO, and once again, here's your show host, Lou Michaels.
All right, Larry. running all the scores that we have. Just got the results in from the Northwestern Invitational from tonight. Girls third girls consolation went to Linn County as they beat Buckland-Macon County 60-53. Keatsville takes home the boys consolation trophy as they beat Hale by 4, 49-45. And Meadville wins girls third place honors, knocking off the host school, Northwestern Amendon, 74-63. Greg, we got three more games over at Northwestern Amendon tomorrow to wrap up the 62nd annual Invitational over there. Kicks off at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. Brunswick taking on Northwestern Amendon for boys' third place honors. And then the two title games will pit the 1 and 2 seeds, respectively, in that tournament. For girls' first place, 6 o'clock, it'll be Higbee against Hale. And then at 7:30 tomorrow night for the boys' title, Meadville taking on Linn County. So it should be some good basketball played tomorrow over at Northwestern Amendon.
Yeah, on the girls' side, Higbee is usually a pretty good Class 1 basketball school. They've beaten schools bigger than they are enrollment-wise during the regular season as of late. They can more than hold their own against just about anybody in the area, a lot of the schools in the area as far as Class 1 is concerned. So Higbee's in the past been a solid girls' program. Hale, a year ago, came within a point or two of knocking off Norburn in the district championship game at Norburn. They were way behind in that game against Norburn and then rallied and got within one or so or tied it up, and then Norburn hit a late free throw with 2 or 3 seconds left in the game. Otherwise, had that thing gone overtime, Hale, my darn, have won that ball game against Norburn at Norburn district title a year ago. So a good matchup there, Hale and Higbee. And what did you say the matchup was on the boys' side yet?
For the boys' title, third place is Brunswick against Northwestern Amendon, and then in the championship game, it'll be Meadville against Linn County.
Yeah, Meadville's pretty salty. Meadville, in fact, may have played Linn County in the sectional game at Chillicothe last year. That was so long ago, the brain can't quite remember that far back. But I remember seeing Meadville a year ago in sectional play at Chillicothe. I think they beat Linn County that night, so that could be a rematch of two teams that won district titles a year ago. Meadville could go a long, long way this year. Meadville got kept out of the Final Four last year by Glasgow, who got to the Final Four. Well, Glasgow suffered pretty severe graduation losses, so you know darn well Meadville's got their eye on making it to the Final Four, getting down to Springfield this season. So that'll be a good early season test for both those squads. Be interesting to see exactly how good Meadville is at the outset of the season here this year, when a lot of people expect them to do a lot of things coming up in February and March.
And the results tonight from the Warsaw tournament, it was girls' trophy night. Consolation goes to the host school, Warsaw, as they knock off Colcamp 50-37. In the third place game, that one was much closer. El Dorado Springs knocks off Conway 58-55. And Skyline, a perennial power in girls' basketball, they have no trouble with Butler. They take home the championship of the Warsaw tournament with a 67-25 win. Warsaw tournament wrapping up tomorrow with the boys' trophy games. Starting at 5 o'clock, Colcamp will take on Skyline for consolation. Then at 6:30 tomorrow, it'll be Warsaw against El Dorado Springs for third place. And then 8 o'clock tomorrow, this should be an interesting matchup, Lincoln against Knobnoster for the title.
Lincoln had some pretty severe graduation losses off the team a year ago. Lincoln couldn't get out of districts. They got upset in the district semifinal by Smithton last year in Class 2, if memory serves me correct. So that's a feather in Lincoln's cap to be able to get to the championship game of the Warsaw tournament, because they lost, I think, 8 of their top 9 or 7 of their top 8 players from a year ago. But apparently they're in the kind of mode now where you don't rebuild, you just reload. And I hear Knobnoster's got some pretty tall players. Knobnoster could be a definite threat toward winning the MRVC East this year. So good early season matchup. Two teams that don't normally play each other. Lincoln taking on Knobnoster. You noted Warsaw playing for third place. I think Warsaw kind of threw that tournament into a fruit basket upset in the first round, because they were the 8th seed. They knocked off the number 1 seed Skyline in the first round. So as a result of that, none of the seeds maybe are going according to chalk. What with the 8th seed Warsaw beating the 1 seed Skyline in the opening round earlier this week, that kind of threw that whole boys division of that tournament into sort of a topsy-turvy mess, I guess, this week.
Yeah, it's going to be the 8 seed against the 6 seed for third place tomorrow, Warsaw and El Dorado Springs. Lincoln was seeded 4th on the boys' side over at Warsaw, so they're playing in the title against the 2nd seed, Knobnoster.
Which means Lincoln had to beat Warsaw in the semifinals, is that right?
Yeah. And running the other scores that we have from tonight, on the boys' side, Richmond beat Cameron 63-43. Clinton all over Holden 61-22. Southern Boone stops Lynn 61-39. Sturgeon over Pilot Grove 49-34. Prairie Home beat Otterville 81-51. Monroe City over Paris 77-34. Palmyra downed Canton 66-51. In girls' action, it was Sturgeon over Pilot Grove 47-34. Prairie Home defeated Otterville in overtime 65-61. Monroe City over Paris 64-60, and Palmyra defeated Canton 51-40. Repeating the scores from the Marshall tournament tonight in boys pool play, Grain Valley over Kirksville 51-35. So that puts Grain Valley in the championship game against Sacred Heart tomorrow. Camdenton beat Smith Cotton 70-68 in bracket play, so Smith Cotton eliminated from the tournament. Camdenton will play for consolation tomorrow against Kirksville. And then in the other bracket game tonight, Sacred Heart, they continue to roll. They beat Fort Zumwalt North 75-70, so the Gremlins, they will be in the championship game tomorrow against Grain Valley, while Fort Zumwalt North will play the Marshall Owls for third place honors at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon, a game you can hear on KMMO AM 1300. We'll take a break. Round ball wrap-up. We'll be right back on KMMO.
Do you need to update your crop insurance? Come see me, Darren Paul, at Paul Insurance, LLC. We currently service farmers in over 20 counties. We specialize in conventional and organic crop insurance and offer coverage for hay and pasture ground, as well as specialty crops. At Paul Insurance, LLC, we have experience in whole farm revenue protection as well. Family owned and operated for over 35 years. Paul Insurance, LLC, located in Cooper County next to the FSA office. Stop in or give us a call at 660-882-2143.
If you're clicking your heels together in search of a good healthcare solution, Katy Trail Community Health is a place to call home. No matter where you are nor the state of your health, you need a place to call home for your medical needs. Katy Trail Community Health is a patient-centered medical home dedicated to your health. Clinic hours are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 to 5. Thursdays, the clinic is open late until 7. Walk-in appointments are available. Katy Trail Community Health at 1825 Atchison Avenue in Marshall, inside the Saline County Health Department.
Hi, this is Kathy McGraw from your Marshall Ag Power. Your John Deere equipment is an investment, so it pays to keep it in tip-top shape with regular maintenance and inspections during the off-season. Let Ag Power extend the life of your John Deere large ag equipment, compact utility tractor, residential lawn equipment, or Gator utility vehicle with winter service that will have it ready to run when you are. Log on to agpower.com or visit one of our 6 Ag Power stores today.
Back we are once again with Round Ball Wrap-Up on KMMO, and once again, here's your show host, Lou Michaels.
All right. Well, we welcome you back to Round Ball Wrap-Up. I want to thank all the coaches who gave us a call tonight. We'll run down the scores one more time and set a few of the pairings for the tournaments tomorrow, and then we'll see if we get any more calls. If not, we might wrap it up just a little bit earlier than normal tonight. But again, repeating the scores at the Marshall tournament tonight in boys' pool play, Grain Valley beat Kirksville 51-35. Bracket play saw Camdenton knock off Smith Cotton 70-68, and Sacred Heart defeated Fort Zumwalt North 75-70. So looking at the schedule for the Marshall tournament tomorrow, girls' consolation will be at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, and that will pit Kirksville against Eldon. Boys' consolation at 11:30 tomorrow morning. Camdenton will take on Kirksville. And then at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, girls' third place, Smith Cotton, will face Warrensburg. Boys third place, that'll be on KMMO AM 1300 and KMMO.com around 2:30. Marshall Owls will face Fort Zumwalt North. And then the girls' championship at 4 o'clock. Marshall Lady Owls will face Grain Valley, a rematch of last year's girls' championship game. So 2:30, 4 o'clock will be the Marshall Owl boys, Marshall Owl girls playing for trophies in their own tournament on KMMO AM 1300 and KMMO.com. And then it wraps up at 5:30 tomorrow evening with the boys' title game, and that'll be Sacred Heart taking on Grain Valley. At the Northwestern Invitational, they had three trophy games tonight, three more tomorrow. Girls' consolation, Linn County beat Buckland-Macon County 60-53. Boys' consolation, Keatsville took down Hale 49-45. And in the girls' third place game, Meadville defeated Northwestern Amendon 74-63. Boys' third place will be at 4:30 tomorrow. Brunswick will take on Northwestern Amendon. The girls' title game at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Higby against Linn, the 1 against the 2 seed. And it'll also be the number 1 seed battling the number 2 seed for supremacy on the boys' side at 7:30 tomorrow night. Meadville taking on Linn County. Still waiting on some results from the Tipton tournament. They were playing the 7th place and consolation games tonight. Girls 7th place had Lamont taking on Vienna. Boys 7th place was Lamont against Russellville. Girls consolation had Smithton against Jamestown. And boys consolation, that was Smithton against Tipton. They will wrap it up tomorrow with four more games beginning at 3 o'clock. Girls 3rd place, that will pit Chamoy against the host school Tipton. At 4:30 tomorrow, boys 3rd place, Vienna will take on Chamoy. Girls' title game at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. It'll be the number 1 seed New Bloomfield battling the 3 seed Russellville. And then boys' title game 7:30 tomorrow night over at Tipton. And that will be the 1 seed against the 2 seed New Bloomfield taking on Jamestown. And finally from the Warsaw tournament. Get all my papers in order here. Girls' consolation tonight. Warsaw defeated Colcamp 50-37. In the girls' third place game, El Dorado Springs knocked off Conway 58-55. And in the girls' title game, it was Skyline over Butler 67-25. The boys' trophy games are set for tomorrow down at Warsaw. Starting at 5 o'clock, boys' consolation, it'll be Skyline against Colcamp. Boys' third place game, Warsaw will face El Dorado Springs, and then Lincoln will battle Knob Noster for the boys' title at 8 o'clock tomorrow night over at Warsaw. And the regular season scores, non-tournament scores from tonight. In boys' action, Richmond over Cameron, 63-43. Clinton down Holden, 61-22. Southern Boone over Linn, 61-39. Sturgeon beat Pilot Grove, 49-34. It was Prairie Home over Otterville, 81-51. Monroe City stops Paris, 77-34. And Palmyra beat Canton, 66-51. On the girls' side, Sturgeon over Pilot Grove, 47-34. In overtime, Prairie Home beat Otterville, 65-61. Monroe City tops Paris, 64-60. And Palmyra stops Canton, 51-40. Well, Greg, we will have the Marshall Owl boys, Marshall Owl girls in their respective title games tomorrow on AM 1300. Marshall Owl boys playing Fort Zumwalt North for third place honors at 2:30. And then the Marshall Lady Owls will face Grain Valley for the championship at 4 o'clock. Those games will be on AM 1300 and KMMO.com. Oh, we didn't mention the scores from Glasgow tonight. In the girls' consolation game, Marceline defeated Fayette 39-33. Boys' consolation, Cairo down Westrand 66-43. And in the boys' third place game, a game you heard on KMMO tonight, the Slater Wildcats, a big 74-68 win over Glasgow. And so, Greg, three more games from over at Glasgow tomorrow starting at 4:30. will be on KMMO.com. Girls third place, Glasgow against New Franklin. And then we'll switch the coverage over to FM 102.9 for the two title games starting around 6 o'clock.
Right. That 4:30 game was always a tough one to try to broadcast sometimes because of commitment elsewhere with the news and other programming decisions that we make. But it is Glasgow against New Franklin girls. We do want to cover it in some capacity. So find yourself a mobile device. Find yourself a listening device. Be listening tomorrow. It will not be on AM or FM, either one of those. Find yourself a listening device, and you can listen into that Glasgow-New Franklin girls game. Third place game at 4:30 tomorrow. That'll be on KMMO.com. Go to the KMMO homepage, www.kmmo.com. Click in the upper right-hand corner where it says Listen Here for Live Local Sports. That'll lead you or should lead you to a list of games that are being played in the last few days or the upcoming next few days. Find the game you want to listen to and punch on that. Click on that, and you'll be able to listen to the game tomorrow. So www.kmmo.com. Glasgow, New Franklin, girls third place at 4:30, and then the girls title game at 6 o'clock. That will pit Cairo against Madison. That'll be interesting because Madison just beat Cairo by 7 in a conference game a little over a week ago, 52-45. So they rematch tomorrow night at 6 on KMMO-FM. Cairo-Madison for the girls title game. After that at 7:30, boys title game. Fayette taking on New Franklin. They just played a week and a half ago, a game at New Franklin, which Fayette won by 9 at New Franklin, 48-39. So it's early in the year, but already we've got a couple rematches between some of the top teams in the area. Cairo Madison girls at 6, Fayette New Franklin boys at 7:30. And then more tournaments next week. There's not as many tournaments next week, but there are maybe a half dozen tournaments involving schools in our area next week. I-70 tournament starts tomorrow already. They've gone to a new format where they're going to play all the first-round games tomorrow at Wellington. KCI Conference Tournament starts tomorrow already over at Plattsburgh. And then there's tournaments at Pilot Grove, Centralia, Monroe City, Higginsville, a bunch of tournaments in the area. So we'll be very active bringing you scores of a night, 11:20 at night on KMMO-FM. And also a round ball wrap-up next Friday night. Should have a busy night next Friday night bringing you scores of games and interviews with coaches next Friday night as well. We'll be at the I-70 tournament, but we won't be there till Wednesday. Girls and boys first round games are tomorrow, all 8 taking place tomorrow. Then the girls losers bracket games are Monday. The boys losers bracket games are Tuesday. We'll kick up our coverage with girls winners bracket games along about 5:30 from over at Wellington. So girls winners bracket games Wednesday at 5:30 and 7. Boys winners bracket games Thursday at 5:30 and 7. Two games Wednesday, two games Thursday. Then they'll have games for 7th place and consolation on Friday. We'll do a couple of those broadcasts next Friday night. And then we plan on doing all 4 games on Saturday beginning at 2 in the afternoon. Girls third place, boys third place, girls championship, boys championship in that order. So we'll, after tomorrow, we'll get about 3 days off from high school basketball on the FM side, but then we'll kick it up again with 10 games over the course of 4 days beginning next Wednesday from Wellington. And as we said, KCI Conference Tournament starts tomorrow at Plattsburgh. Higginsville Husker Classic will start on Monday at Higginsville. Girls and boys tournament. Monroe City hosting a tournament. Pilot Grove hosting a tournament. Centralia hosting a tournament. So a lot of area teams still involved in tournaments next week as we wind our way toward the middle of December, then wind our way toward Christmas, with Christmas not all that far away. There'll be 1 week of regular season action coming up on KMMO. Next week, the week after the I-70 tournament, then it's time for the holidays already, and goodness, the season's already a third of the way through by then. So time, we're only 2 weeks into the season, but already time is flying.
And the Marshall Owls, they kick off conference play next week after wrapping up their own tournament tomorrow. The boys and girls will travel to Mexico for a conference doubleheader on Tuesday night. A couple of games you can hear on KMMO AM 1300. The Missouri Tigers, they will be in action against Miami of Ohio that night as well, starting at 7:30 with an 8 o'clock tip on FM 102.9. And then, of course, we begin our coverage from the I-70 tournament, as Greg mentioned, Wednesday night. The Marshall girls, they will host Fulton next Thursday, 7:30. You can hear that on AM 1300. Marshall Owl boys will play Fulton at home next Friday, also at 7:30, and you can hear that one on AM 1300. And also want to mention the Kansas City Chiefs. They will be in action at New York against the Jets on Sunday. Kickoff at noon, pregame show around 11 o'clock on FM 102.9. So that's going to wrap up our first edition of the Round Ball Wrap-Up. I want to thank all the coaches.
Hey, don't forget Missouri. Missouri won their first true road game, what, in 36 outings
last
night?
Yes, they did.
Don't forget Missouri.
Yes, they did. That was an impressive one over Central Florida. They beat them 62-59. So, as I mentioned, their next game is Tuesday night. They are back home to face Miami of Ohio. 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off on FM 102.9, the same night that the Marshall Owl teams travel to Mexico for their conference openers. So, again, thanks to all the coaches for their contributions to our show tonight, and we will be back on the air next Friday night with another edition of Round Ball Wrap-Up. That'll be a late start following our coverage from the I-70 tournament over at Wellington. So for Larry Smith, Greg Schmidt, Mindy Grimes, I'm Lou Michaels. Thanks so much for listening, and hope you can join us again next Friday night for another edition of Round Ball Wrap-Up.
Barner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Lumber Liquidate. Cyber Week flooring deals are going on now. Get a deal and get it done with easy-to-install laminate from just 59 cents. Or worry-proof your home for the holidays with waterproof engineered vinyl plank on sale. Buy online at LumberLiquidators.com and get it delivered or pick up for free at your local store. Even get coupon savings on our best-selling hardwood floors. More deals from 49 cents and professional installation, plus special financing. Hurry, get to Lumber Liquidators today.
La Crosse Lumber in Marshall carries Larson Lifestyle doors. Each door has a Duratec finish over a solid core that provides weather resistance. Larson Lifestyle doors also come with a magnetic weather stripping that seals like a fridge to keep it comfy no matter what the weather. With matching handles inside and out, a 10-year warranty protection, and a price tag of only $244, you can't go wrong with Larson Lifestyle doors from La Crosse Lumber. Where military members get a 10% discount. La Crosse Lumber, 152 West Morgan in Marshall. Insulation is available.
I think the white ones.
No, the almond.
Stainless steel?
I hear Olive Green is coming back.
Get out of here. What are you two arguing about?
We think we should be in charge.